AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump signed an executive order requiring colleges to certify they protect free speech on their campuses or risk lose federal research money. Conservative students have said their voices are being stifled on campus.
These courageous Americans have stood up for the forces of political indoctrinations, and they really stood up to it, too, like very few people have been able to. Censorship and coercion.
The president pointed out the case of Hayden Williams, an activist who was punched in the face while recruiting for the group Turning Point USA at the University of California, Berkeley. His message to students?
Never, ever quit. Never give in. And never back down. Keep standing up for your values, for your classmates, and for your country.
It's still not clear how the federal government would enforce this order. House Oversight Committee Chair Elijah Cummings says President Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, is not preserving all of her official email communications as required by federal law. Trump's lawyer, Abby Lowell, issued a letter of his own disputing Cummings' characterization of some of his comments. Missouri Governor Mike Parson declared a state of emergency. Flooding is a major problem in Missouri and in other states along the Missouri River. Parts of Iowa are underwater as well. Rose Phillips lost a house full of items.
I grew up my entire life looking at these pictures, daydreaming about the perfect life was in those pictures, and losing those pictures is going to be the one thing that
Halloween pictures.
Breaks my heart.
The flooding has claimed three lives, damaged thousands of homes, and busted about 20 levees in Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. Florida State, Minnesota, LSU, Auburn, and Arizona State are among the first-round winners in the NCAA Men's College Basketball Tournament. Wall Street, the Dow, finished up 216 points at the close. This is AP Radio News. There are more questions about Facebook.
Facebook acknowledged it stored millions of users' passwords in plain text for years in violation of basic computer security practices. It's standard to scramble passwords and other sensitive information, but Facebook's actions left passwords clearly readable by its employees. The company admitted to the practice after it was pointed out by security blogs. There's no evidence Facebook staff abused the information, but the revelations raise questions about the vulnerability of passwords during breaches, like the one uncovered in September, when hackers gained entry to some 29 million of Facebook's more than 2 billion accounts. I'm Warren Levinson.
Miller Coors is suing Anheuser-Busch, accusing its brewing rival of trying to frighten consumers into switching to Bud Light with misleading Super Bowl ads. The ads stated Miller Light and Coors Light were brewed with corn syrup. Bud Light was not. Corn syrup is used by several brewers during fermentation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.